Good morning. It is July 13th, 2015. The time is 06:02 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Monday morning. Early start to the day for me on this day off from the day job. And I'm not sure what the hell I did, but I've got an appointment, an errand to run this morning. 7:30 appointment, approximately about an hour and a half. Take the car in to get the oil change. I don't know what the hell I was thinking a few weeks ago when I set up this appointment. Figure, oh, okay, first one in and I'll be out early and stuff. Well, I could have fairly easily set it up for tomorrow for later in the morning so I could have slept in both today and tomorrow, the 2 days I'm off. But I have an oil change on the car as the first errand of several errands today. Of course, I will enjoy the day as I get the day started with the morning coffee out here on the back porch. I don't know, sometimes we set up appointments and they're good in theory when we're setting them up, but when it comes to doing them, it's like, oh, what the hell did I set up that time for? But we'll get through it. As soon as I get the day started here with my morning coffee out here on the back porch. And that corn, I think that corn grew another foot. It's got to be pushing 5 feet, my Lord. No fog. Actually, the fog is way up on the back hill there and stuff. So we should have another pleasant day today, I guess. Pretty humid yesterday. Of course, I'm waking up this morning with a little bit of a neck strain on the left side. So, you know, it's a little bit less mobility on my turning my head, it seems, and stuff. I've had these before. I don't know if it's weather-related or job-related on certain things you do at the job there that the next day they sort of give you a kink or something like that. But I'm going to work out the kinks there on the car, get the oil change. It's always good to change the oil. Vehicle's running really well, so that's always a good thing to have transportation and get from point A to point B. Good, dependable transportation, nothing fancy. And do take the car in for its, it's every 3,000 miles or every 3 months. I guess you could stretch it. I remember when I had a car, I used to stretch it about every 6 months to 8 months. Of course, that car didn't last that long, I guess. So been sticking to the oil change schedule about every 3 months and 3,000 miles. So it's I don't take a lot of long trips anymore. With the daughter graduating from college, I don't think we'll be heading out western part of New York State anytime soon. So it's a lot of local travel. So it's even more important to keep the automobile in a good operating function there. So the oil change is important. And that reminds me, I got to change the oil in my riding lawnmower, I think. I haven't done that in over a year. So all this thought about oil changes, I guess. Change the oil in my neck here. It's like, but it should be a good day. Already starting off with a real good positive start there. Jeff Thompson there already favored and retweeted my live life and have fun. And he's up early because he's an hour behind me. It's 6:08. So it's he's out there in Minnesota, despite, I think I was listening to Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold yesterday. He had him out there in, I guess he is out. Minneapolis is in Minnesota, isn't it? Okay. I'm thinking he had him pegged for out there in Wisconsin or something like that. So I always get those big cities mixed up, you know, Minneapolis, I'm thinking it's in Wisconsin, and I think Milwaukee is in Minnesota. Of course, I have relatives out there in Wisconsin, and and that's one of the only reasons I really maintain my Facebook, because they're on Facebook, and so I keep them in tabs, and I see what they're doing, because I haven't seen them in I don't know how long. But I guess that's one good aspect with that platform, Facebook. You know, just sort of keep tabs. I have said before many times that I don't really care for it. but it's a platform I'm on, I guess, just to think about the important things about keeping in contact with family, a means of keeping contact by family, and showing them or they're showing me a little bit of their daily lives, and every once in a while I'll throw something up there that tells what I'm doing here. Yeah, I throw up the occasional audio there from this program formerly known as Audioboo once in a while, and so they hear my scratchy northeastern voice, I guess. Appreciate, Jeff, the favorite and the retweet. That's always a good thing. Gives you good warm fuzzy there on the use of the social networks there. So Jeff Thompson, he's very good podcaster here on the audio, and I love that that little bird that he usually has at the beginning of his audio there. It reminds me of, what the hell was that? There was a chat program, one of the very first chat programs before Merck, I think it was. Used to have that, I think. So it's one of the very first ringtones, I guess you could say, I heard. So it's always neat hearing that when Jeff is doing his audio there. And very good, great audio there. And so I'll get my day started here. Just do an audio just to get into the swing of things here, because be up there changing my oil, and maybe I might do another audio. I might walk across the street there to the local Dunkin' Donuts and have a coffee and donut, and maybe do a Periscope if I don't do another audio. So I'll be on the move this morning, getting things done. Probably drinking a lot of coffee this morning too. So, but it really isn't that bad, you know. Waking up on a day off, nice pleasant view out here on the back porch with the cornfield growing. And I do think that corn did grow. God, it just looks, every morning it just seems like it's sprouting up and be full grown here shortly. I'm just hoping no ball players come walking out of there from the movie field. That's all. When it gets about this height, I start getting a little unnecessarily concerned that I might see Shoeless Joe Jackson come out along with a bunch of other ball players there from relating to that movie Field of Dreams, because that's my Field of Dreams in the back there, and it's always good to gaze out there on the corn. It's the mark of the season. So I'm getting my day started here. You all have a good one wherever you may be on this big blue marble, as I work towards leaving here shortly to go get my oil changed in the automobile. You all live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.